Nathan, if you could, just another minute or two, what kind of resources would you recommend for our listeners listening? Say, well, I'd like to know more about what that Nathan's talking about. Is there anything that you could direct them to do or to go?
Sure. I would say Stand in the Gap Today Radio would be a good starting point.
Well, that's
I
good.
think Bob Jones University has a number of good resources on their website. Answers in Genesis has a number of good resources. Certainly, being connected to a good local church is huge. To have a pastor in a local church, I mean, this is God's plan for the church, for us to be involved in local bodies. As far as book type of resources, I encourage all my students to get a good study Bible for when they're reading scripture and not sure they understand a passage, to have a good study Bible. I've given out probably a couple thousand study Bibles through the years. My wife and I have a business, and we use much of the profit to give out study Bibles. As far as authors, five really probably come to mind. I guess first I should mention MacArthur. John MacArthur has a book that he edited called Think Biblically that's all about developing a biblical worldview, which is very helpful. But men who've written several books on the topic, I would think of someone like a William Lane Craig, which is more from an academic standpoint. Francis Schaeffer, of course, there in Switzerland for years, but wrote many, many books on the subject. Norman Geisler wrote Christian Apologetics, Unshakable Foundations, False Gods of Our Time, When Skeptics Ask. He has a handbook, Worlds Apart, called A Handbook on Worldviews. Oz Guinness has written several helpful things. And Ravi Zacharias, probably those five or six men stand out that have several different books specifically on worldviews. Or, I mean, I think of like Oz Guinness's book, Fit Bodies, Fat Minds, Why Evangelicals Don't Think and What to Do About It. It's really about thinking biblically and many of the things that you all would stress here on the radio program about the authority of Scripture and letting it really dominate and control our lives.